Welcome to Confessions from a Dental Lab. This show is all about bringing you into the lab, beneath the surface, so you can see things, hear things, and understand things right from the source. Learn from longtime ceramists, dentists, and lab techs, both young and old. Without further ado, let's begin. Conrad Rensberg, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for the invite. I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. My name is KJ Eichstead. This is Confessions from a Dental Lab, the show where we take you beneath the surface, right to the source. So through these episodes, we can all learn and we can all get a little bit better. We've been having a ball talking to dentists. We've been talking to dental lab technicians, ceramists, digital smile designers. But today we have a very, very special guest, and that is Conrad Rensberg. Conrad is the CEO and president of Absolute Dental Services. And you've been doing this for a long time, Conrad. Would you be able to quick introduce yourself to the audience?
I was originally trained with a four-year baccalaureate degree in South Africa, qualified from 88 to 93, and then had a lab in South Africa till about 96, came to the U.S. in 99, basically managed Absolute till 04, and then my business partner, myself, purchased it. We started our surgical solution probably about 10 years ago, probably around 14. And I think the reason we went with a surgical solution, or we try to find our own surgical solution, is to be able to serve our customers without having to bring in a third party. It's just much easier if you control the whole process from start to finish. And I think what we're going to talk about this morning is a guided workflow, not as much a guided surgery solution. And to me, the true value of having one of these guided workflows is it creates a cohesive structure between the clinician, the surgeon, and the dental technician. And we also bring in our dental rep. It's important to have the rep chair side when we do this. But everything we do, I always think back about what Dr. Scott Gann said. Patients come to us for teeth, not implants. And that's what Synergy is about. And that's why ultimately we called it Synergy, because it brings us all together and helps us to collaborate on these large and sometimes very complex cases.
Yes, and that's where we're excited to dive into this today. For those that you don't know, we have an event coming up at Newhart Dental Lab on May 23rd at 6 p.m. This will be a CE event. It's going to be awesome because Conrad is going to join us and he's going to lead the lecture and talk about these workflows. And so we wanted to do a little preview today on the pod, kind of introduce Conrad, kind of talk about these workflows and stuff like that and how dentists can benefit, why dentists should pay attention to these and learn about these. And then they can come and see it for themselves in person and really take something away and do something their future self will thank them for. Conrad, I think that's a great place to start is could you tell us more about this workflow? And I guess in the year 2024 and projecting out to 25, 26, just the future in general, why should dentists be so excited about this workflow? Why is it important and a great opportunity for them to learn this stuff?
Definitely. So I think it's still the fastest growing part of our industry. And, because there's so many corporate offices now offering all on X, the traditional or the initial teeth in an hour, teeth in a day kind of concept, there's a lot more patient awareness. So, the edentulous or seriously failing dentate patient are now aware there's a better option than a denture. And, I presented up in PA a few years ago and the periodontist I presented for called a few offices and asked them, hey, I'm a patient I heard about all on four, all on X. Do you guys offer it? And I think he said 8 out of 10 offices, the front desk said, no, we don't offer that. And it's a $30,000 solution. So the first thing is, I think it's important to make sure that the restorative clinician is comfortable restoring these full arch cases. And when we use technology, it becomes predictable. The worst part of, I can imagine, a clinical day is having to deliver a full arch and not knowing if it's going to be a 3-hour a half an hour or a whole day delivery. And that's what Synergy does. It brings in the technician and the restorative from the front end. So we start with a digital diagnostic wax up. We then communicate over the internet using some platforms. And we superimpose that diagnostic proposal into the patient's smile pictures. And then that way the restorative and our team, or my team, can look at this together and say, yeah, that's kind of where we're trying to go. And the reason we do this is to determine the bone cut. You know, for the longest time in all on four solutions, it's been, where's the high smile line? Let's cut the bone 2 or 3 millimeters above that high smile line. And then let's make sure we don't see that transition. Now, unfortunately, with that approach, you're losing a lot of bone that we don't need to lose. And it's very important. You know, I presented with Marisa Lama a few years ago, and I was actually surprised how well we agreed on this. And he said, you know, we have to stop just arbitrarily cutting bone, because these patients are becoming younger and younger who receive these treatments, which means they might come back 10 or 15 years for a follow-up, and then we've lost that bone. So the focus of Synergy is not about the guided solution. You know, I think most surgeons will agree they can take a denture, do a lingual cutout, and they can place the implants in a pretty good position. For us with Synergy, the focus is maintaining the patient's pre-op video. So when I started with All on Four way back with Nobel Biocare in probably 2010, around there, the first thing we did during surgery was extract the teeth, basically destroying the video. And then we placed our implants, put our MEAs on, and then we converted that patient by hand with a nose-chin position. That nose-chin position is, in my opinion, the most, you know, the most variable piece of the data that we had, especially if the patient's intubated. You know, it's hard to determine with the patient laying on their back what that video is. So what we do is we start with the patient's pre-op video. We'll determine where to set that bite. So if the patient's collapsed, we'll do a diagnostic wax up. We'll print some overlays in some cases and actually cement them over the teeth and then work out the video, because we got to determine pre-surgically, are we going to reduce the bone to create restorative clearance, or are we going to open the bite? And, you know, as you know, in a lot of these cases, when patients' teeth starts wearing down, the bone follows. So you can't just jack these patients up and hope that they're going to be okay in that position. So we make sure that patient is comfortable with an open bite before we determine how to process the case. You know, after that, we'll start at that position. And a lot of times, you can't open these patients. So now we know, all right, we need X amount of restorative clearance. We'll set the patient in a centric relation bite, and then that would be our pre-op starting position. Synergy is a solution that has latch pins that keeps the components in place. So it's not a true stackable solution. It's a latched solution. And, you know, people come to the event, they'll learn a little bit more about what the advantages are of latched over stackable. But what's important for us is to also make it very predictable for our surgeons. You know, our average surgical procedure with conversion is about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And as you know, if you've ever been chair side, just doing a hand conversion, that's in most cases an hour, hour and a half, 2 hour process by itself. Our surgical solution focuses, like I said in the beginning, on the final final restorative solution. So our conversion is also latched. So there's no occlusal checks for the surgeon during surgery. You know, one of my friends, oral surgeon, said, there's a reason I didn't become a prosthodontist, because I didn't want to deal with bites. And that kind of made me think, you know, it's very important for us to set the video where we want the patient to be after surgery with the base guide, and not have the surgeon have to look at the video during surgery or the bite during surgery, because it's very tough to do that. Another thing we've realized over time is, you know, the longer these patients remain open, you know, while we're working, the more the MI, the jaw position shifts, and we have basically an overseeded joint by the time we're done with these surgeries. So we'll set our video preoperatively with the diagnostic wax up. We'll latch that into our bone guide. And then by the time the surgery is complete, the surgeon latches the conversion, loots the components in place, cuts the latches, sutures the patient, and screws it down. And that is a conversion process. It takes no more than 15 minutes in most cases. So the solution is, I think, eradicated a lot of the issues we've dealt with in the past. You're trying to find the bite, trying to convert the patient in an aesthetic solution, something that when they wake up from sedation, they go, wow, I look pretty good. And our goal is to make sure when that patient comes out of sedation, they have a transitional or a temporary that they can live with for the next 3 months and say, all right, let's make fine changes to this. And then we help the restorative just convert that transitional hybrid into the final. So, you know, a lot of exciting stuff that helps us through technology. And I'll just say, you know, most of our restorative clinicians are first-time restorative clinicians. And most of these clinicians in past never would have even considered taking on a full rehab or a full arch solution like this. Mm-hmm. And we comfortably restore in 2 appointments. I always make my clinicians a guarantee at these meetings, and we do a ton of study clubs and, you know, national meetings. And I always say this, and people look at me as if I'm joking, but I'm actually really honest about it. When you deliver a full arch using the Synergy workflow, and notice again, I don't call it a Synergy guided surgery. It's a Synergy guided workflow because we're guiding the workflow from start to finish, you know, from pre-op all the way to final delivery. I always guarantee them, when you use Synergy and we do the process correctly, we dot the I's and cross the T's, I guarantee you, you will not adjust occlusion with final delivery. And that is a huge promise that we're able to keep because, you know, we work out all the issues during the transitional phase. You should never, as you know, and I'm sure you agree, adjust on zirconia. It's just one of those things. Once you adjust on it, you damage the structure, and that's when zirconia hybrids fail. So I think all in all, you know, it points towards the final, and that's our focus.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Conrad, thank you so much for just diving into that for our audience. Very, very helpful. I know there was a lot there, but some of the main takeaways for those listening, just efficiency increases, being able to accommodate many more larger cases, you know, getting more opportunities in that regard, and doing so in a way that's very efficient, very start to finish, like you said, very like processed out. And I can, Conrad, maybe you can speak to this, but like the confidence this must give dentists when they deliver, you know, just like kind of nail this start to finish in tandem with the workflow probably gives them something to build on, you know, for their entire careers, and just allows them to like parlay that and do more ways they can spread their wings as a dentist. Because you mentioned in the beginning, like all on fours, you know, they're reluctant to take that on, although there is like a big billing opportunity. You know, this is one of those things that almost like removes the fear a little bit. And I imagine like once you complete it, it's just like a springboard.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we've recently joined forces with NewArt, and I think what's important is having that kind of local support. And that's why I was so excited to join up with you guys, because obviously when we do a first surgery with a surgeon, somebody is chairside to make sure that all the parts and pieces are understood. You know, a good surgeon doesn't need a surgical solution, but a good restorative solution needs a good restorative and surgical workflow. That's what's really important. You know, when we started restoring implants, and I was fortunate to start with, you know, Lyndon Cooper and the guys at UNC in early 2000s, when implants were basically just, you know, we were just coming out of the Brandemark era and into, you know, internally hexed implants and taking implant level impressions versus, you know, tissue level impressions and those kind of things. And, you know, during those days, we were just trying to do something functional. It was literally, you know, I always think back of the old, you know, Brandemark restorations I did. It looked like a tooth on a stick, you know, these little lollipops. It had no emergence. And through this whole evolution, we've now come to a point where there's a huge advantage to have the technician, the restorative, the surgeon, and even the implant rep as part of this team. Now, the purpose of synergy and the part which helps our surgeons, let me just address that, is we help our surgeons drive more business through their restorative clinicians. Now, if you can imagine, obviously, if I'm a clinician that comes out of dental school and I haven't had a lot of experience with these cases, I'm going to be very reluctant to tell a patient, hey, you know, there's something that we can do for your full arch issues, and we're going to restore this effectively. Because if those cases go sideways, you know, that's a lawsuit. That's a potential lawsuit. Let me put it that way. If we can educate, an absolute focus has always been, last 25 years in this country, my focus has been education, because that's how we become a coherent team. You know, that's, and it has to be a team effort. Once we educate the restorative base that we can do this, we'll be there for you. New Art will be there for you. Absolute will be there for you. The navigation team will be there for you. And we guarantee that final delivery is going to be flawless. A clinician, even a younger clinician, then says, you know, this is a potential patient, and that drives more business to the surgical team. Now, at the end of the day, you know, the technician and the surgeon is looking for the same business. We're looking for the price, and the surgeon is looking for the implants. So there's a common goal for us to serve our restorative clinicians. When we make them comfortable and we make sure that they're well supported and they never have an appointment where they're not 100% certain what to do or what not to do, you know, then this becomes a very lucrative solution. And there are so many arches now. You know, I asked one of my surgeons a while back, we had a clear choice come to town. And I said, you know, is this taking away business from you? And he said, no, it's actually driving business, because they have such a massive marketing budget that they're creating patient awareness. And as you know, if I had a relationship with my clinician for 20 years and I see an ad for All on Four and Teeth in an Hour, whatever you want to call it, the first person I call is my restorative clinician. I'm not going to go to some corporation just because I saw an ad. And I think it's much deeper than just getting the restorative confident. We also have to get the front desk educated.
Yeah.
Somebody calls and they say, hey, do you offer All on Four? The answer is yes. And why is it yes? Because we have the solution through our surgical accounts and through our reps and through our lab that we trust, that we're sure we can give you a very good outcome. And, you know, at the end of the day, I always kind of overstate what Dr. Gans said. People come to us for teeth, not implants. The surgical solution, and there's multiple surgical solutions, you know, you have, and I respect all of them. All of them have a place in this market. At the end of the day, it's what that patient looks like when they're done with treatment. That,
yep.
Did we satisfy their aesthetic requests and the challenges that we have? And the only way to guarantee that, and I use guarantee because we can, because technology is allowing us to give these guarantees nowadays. If we do it right with planning, digital planning, guided surgery, and then a guided solution on the back end, we can show a patient what they will look like before we extract the tooth, and we can kind of guarantee that on the back end. So it's a very good place to be. It's a very exciting time in our evolution in this industry, I think.
And I like how you touched on the, like, all points in the process, like, you know, the patient first and foremost, how are they going to feel when they see the final result? Mm-hmm. But not only that, but technology superimposing that on a potential mock-up or like image, and just like helping them understand that, hey, you know, we're going to go through this process, but on the other side, it's going to be magnificent, you know, educating the front desk, bringing them into things, and really just having everything considered throughout the process. And man, I'm excited for this course. Once again, listeners, make sure you sign up for the May 23rd course at New Art. We're going to be learning all about the synergy method. learn about diagnostic planning, how to get these predictable outcomes, prototyping, the pathway to no stress, zero adjustment, final deliveries, the restorative value of a predictable latch surgical conversion, the synergy digital workflow, minimizing those appointments, and then no PVS impressions, the reality of a digital full arch restorative process. Like, there's going to be a lot there. There's going to be dentists there. There's going to be Frank there. There's going to be Conrad there. I'll be there. And Conrad, when you kind of deliver these, courses or whatever, CE events, or even talk about this, do you find there is a lot of like follow-up questioning? Because I imagine there probably would be, and then they start getting into it and then realizing that you guys have accounted for everything. But like, could you speak to that for a bit of just like the value of maybe showing up and ask, listening to what you have to say, and then like asking for the more like follow-up questions on something that they may want more explanation on.
It's a good point. Yeah, no, it's challenging doing a 2-hour meeting on a Thursday night because people want to be home at 8 o'clock. So it's my challenge, or what I try to achieve with these is just create awareness. This is predictable. This, I hate to use, I try not to use the word easy because, full arch is not easy. And a lot of people would say, well, this and this and this, but technology is making it predictable. And if we utilize the right technologies and we plan the case correctly. So I try to show enough to create some excitement, because when that patient shows up and you identify that patient as the restorative, I just want you to know that we will support you through that whole process, through New Art and Absolute and our Frontier Solutions and everything else. There's a solution, or there's a team behind you. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there's so much information, and it's really cool what I show. And I'll show some beautiful cases. I'll show you even a case that we were in trouble with, deep trouble with, and how we were able to resurrect what we were planning with the FP1. And we'll talk a little bit about FP1. We'll talk about FP2 and 3. And, I always throw a little digital dentures on the backside because it all kind of joins. But at the end of the day, this meeting is just focused on making people excited and making sure when that clinician goes back on Monday, he or she knows I have a team behind me. Let's take this case on step by step, and let's process this the way that patient envisioned them to look like. There's nothing, and I can imagine, there's nothing as disappointing for both a restorative clinician and a patient to struggle with the process. That's got to be, can you imagine being a patient, just had all your teeth cut out,
man.
We adjusted the bone, and you look at the first try and it's not what you were envisioning. And then the restorative clinician goes, ooh, I don't know if we can get out of trouble yet. That's what we're trying to get past, is let's not take a chance. Let's not take a shortcut. When that patient goes into sedation, the whole team is ready to go. At our navigation facility back in the Triangle of North Carolina, we actually build on the bench the entire case. We extract the teeth, we do the bone cuts, the implants are placed into the model, and we process the entire case in analog. And I hate to use the word analog because we're in this digital world, but what's important for our team is to make sure that the surgeon has a flawless 2-hour surgery. Extractions, bone cuts, implant placements. And that's all done with, obviously, these latched guides that we use. It's a very simple solution. It's very predictable. I'm probably overusing that word, but that is what it's about. And knowing that when the surgery goes well and the patient comes out of sedation, and I always kind of joke that, our transitionals, our surgically converted dentures, if you want to call them that, sometimes looks better than some of the stuff that other labs try to deliver as finals. And I kind of say that tongue in cheek, because to me, the importance of that transitional denture is paramount, because that's the first step towards the restorative. When that patient wakes up and 2 or 3 days later, the pain subsiding, which, nowadays we can limit the amount of reflection required, so it greatly reduces, the blood loss or the blood flow disruption and those kind of things. So it makes it much easier for these patients to go through this. But when they when they look at themselves in the mirror, now they can say, man, these teeth need to be a little rounder, or I need the buccal corridor to be just a little wider. So now for the restorative, they're fine-tuning versus starting from scratch. And it's so much easier when a patient shows up with a beautiful smile and you just have to copy that. And that's what technology is allowing the modern day technician to become. And it kind of sounds counterintuitive, but it made us the part of the team that simply copies what the restorative and the patient asked for or asks for. Now, if you think, you go back, let's go 10 years. We did a diagnostic wax up on the bench. We waxed it up. Then we made a putty matrix and we stuck that in the patient's mouth. And then there was no jump back and forth. With the Synergy solution, we create a PMMA. We put that in the patient's mouth. And that's our link between the digital and the analog world, because we print it out, we screw it down, and then we take a smile picture. We adjust the bite, do all the changes we want, and then we make those changes in digital. We print another PMMA, and the patient approves it. Sometimes the patient goes home with it for a couple of weeks, make sure that everybody's happy with it, the whole family likes it. And then we get that data, and it's not really, where it used to be, kind of record-taking, now it's data gathering. And gathering data and just using that data into the final is much more efficient. Jack Morano is our head of our art team. And he just, you probably know this, won the ACP Technician of the Year Award. And he, when he started with us, and his whole career has always been in prosthodontics. And he said, you got to remember, we're not there to set the midline. We're not there to set the incisal edge position. We're there to copy it and make everything else beautiful. And that's a very good place for us to be, because once the restorative clinician have adjusted the bite, maybe the patient walks around with that PMMA for a couple of weeks and they biocopy it. We work with Lars Bohmer. He never processes a final hybrid until the patient has worn the PMMA in and we can see where they are and where they want to be. And then we just copy that bite, because then you can't break it, And a lot of people always talk about, does zirconia break? Zirconia will break if the bite's wrong. Patient will break anything you put in there if the bite is off. Mm-hmm. That vertical position, you can't change that. You can't over-open it. And once we have that and we just copy it as technicians, now we use our artistry to make it really beautiful versus, building support. And that's why monolithic zirconia is so important and why it's so important not to layer ceramics anymore. So there's a lot of, a lot of branches on this tree that makes it a very exciting meeting. So, I'm very excited to be there. And I know we can share some really cool information with everybody.
Yes, for anyone interested in signing up, keep an eye out for the NewArt emails. We've got information there. Send us a message on Instagram. Send us an email, kj@newartdental. We look forward to seeing you there. There's going to be refreshments. There's going to be Conrad. There's going to be Frank. It's going to be a great time. Just to recap for everybody, this course, May 23rd at Newart, is going to provide attendees with a sound understanding of the restorative and surgical options available for restoring implant-retained solutions from single arch to full arch, all on four cases. This includes restorative workflows, communication, material options, applications, economic considerations. That's a big one. Yep. And the advantages associated with each protocol. So, there's so much that we just covered that Conrad is going to be able to expand on furthermore in person. You can ask your questions. It's going to be great. I think one of the more juicy ones we've hosted at the lab so far. Really looking forward to that. May 23rd, go on newartdental.com, our website. There's also a sign up link, front and center, main first page. You can't miss it. We just want to get everybody there. We know how big this is going to be, how valuable this is going to be for a doc who comes in and learns this in the year 2024. It's just going to, by the time, these years unfold, it's going to be a game changer, and it already is a game changer. So Conrad, anything I'm forgetting, any final thoughts before we wrap up here? I'm really looking forward to the course as well, man. 30 minutes just flew by, but any final thoughts, anything maybe you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, we have some really strong resources, some clinical workflow manuals. I think you guys have them as well. We have it on our website at absolutedentallab.com. There's a protocol section. You know, it's called the SIM solution, which is scanning interface mechanism. You know, there's also some more resources on digital dentures. As you can hear, I'm very excited about that as well. It's really changed the way we do dentures. So, you know, before the course, if you have a minute, you know, download one of these protocol manuals and kind of see the really cool stuff we have. You know, we can now restore one of these hybrids completely modelless. And it's mind-boggling that you think we can restore a patient full arch without ever having to put it on an articulator. And I'll show some cases we did with Mark Ludlow and, you know, how we delivered a full arch without a model, even without an opposing model, and he did zero occlusal adjustments. So I'm excited to share, you know, what technology is offering us today. It's going to be, I promise you, I will not bore you. It will be a well-spent 2 hours, and we're going to give, obviously, 2C credits, and I think Dentsply is co-sponsoring with some food and stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yeah,
so it's going to be a really cool night. I'm excited to come up to Wisconsin. And last time I was there, I was going to go snowmobiling, but it was 65 degrees in January. So hopefully you guys have a little, well, it's past the cold weather by now. So
Yeah. I was going to say, I hate to say it, but no more snow right now.
Yep. Yeah. There was no snow in January either. So, hopefully next year it was a unique year.
Yeah, no, for sure. You'll find some.
I was going to go ice fishing, but ended up laying by the pool, you know, so it was a very strange winter for us down in North Carolina as well. So, yeah, really, really excited for the invite and excited to show you guys the cool technology that we have today to make our clinicians' lives easy and predictable.
Amen. Yeah, Conrad, thank you so much for just helping us learn more about this, kind of getting some more awareness about this. The dentists who, you know, take the initiative and attend this and learn more about this and dive into this workflow, they're going to be thanking themselves. And, you know, you're certainly an expert on these things, and we're very excited to host you as well. Once again, everybody, newartdental.com. It's going to be front and center. You know, you can't miss it. Just make sure you sign up. Make sure you get your spot. We've had signups already, but we want to make sure that you get in. Don't wait. Sign up today. It takes about, you know, 10 to 30 seconds, very easy. And we're looking forward to a great time. It's going to be fun. You know, Conrad, Frank, myself, refreshments. You never know what could happen, right? There's going to be doctors there and you can talk to them as well. So I just want to thank Conrad for coming on the show today. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you're listening to this show and if you want to help us grow, easiest way to do that is just texting it to one other friend, texting it to one other person in the dental industry or not in the dental industry, just someone who might be interested in this kind of stuff, whether they're a technician, whether they're on the lab side, or whether they're on the dental side, whether they're an assistant or a hygienist or the doctor or really anything. There's a lot of value in these episodes. And texting it to one other person, emailing it to one other person, messaging it to one other person on social media, easy, quick way to help us grow. So once again, my name is KJ Eichsted. This is Confessions from a Dental Lab. Appreciate Conrad coming on. We'll catch you next time. See everybody at the May 23rd event.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. If you'd like to contact the show, simply send us an email at dentallabpodcast@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us at life@newartdental on Instagram. Thank you for listening once again. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend. And until next time, we're out.